What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the greatest goddamn podcast on the face of the earth. I hope you're up doing well. I hope your day is going great as you're on your way to work and doing what you have to do to survive. I just hope that you're happy today. So on today's topic that I want to talk about is speaking to the universe. And when I say speaking to the universe, that's saying, you know, stating your intentions, stating who you are, letting the world know. You have to speak highly of yourself, highly of your gifts. You have to put it out there. Recently, a lot of the great things that have happened to me, you know, it's a true blessing. I believe it's the universe. I believe it's God aligning himself with me, and I'm stepping into my destiny, and it's all divine. And I want to continuously speak that positivity that, you speak. I want to speak things into existence. The tongue is very, very powerful. It's very, very powerful. Because think of all the times where you said, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to fail that test. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And that happens. So speaking the opposite of those things, you can make things happen as well. Now, I'm not trying to be the guy that's like a motivational guru or like telling you shit to read The Secret and all that shit. I'm just a regular dude trying to make a dream come true. You know what I mean? Well, my dream is true, but trying to be the best I can be and strengthening my faith. Because when you speak it, you believe it. When you believe it, you achieve it. So one of the things that I've been doing, I'm speaking life into my destiny. I'm speaking great things into the universe. So when people ask me, like, let me tell you, people ask you how you doing. If you ever notice, you say awesome, or you say I'm doing amazing, and they kind of grunt and walk away. And the reason they do that a lot of times is because that person is suffering, and that person is looking for somebody to suffer with. So they typically walk off. Now, lately, people ask me about what I got going on, and I'm speaking very highly, very highly. And I was even speaking highly before these things happened. I do believe in universal law. In universal truths. I believe in that shit. I believe you align with how you speak. So I'm in a state now where I'm putting this shit out. And look, this is what I have to do, because I have to reinforce my faith. I've dealt in so much fear and confusion, you know, doing comedy and, you know, making this dream come true. I've dealt with so much self-doubt, so much ain't, like, I'm human, you know, but you have to talk different, to think different. And the reason that I'm saying this is because, you know, people will tear you down. You know what I mean? When you putting that kind of energy out, people want to destroy that shit immediately. And these people that want to destroy that vision that you're putting out for yourself, because a lot of times we don't want to say these things because of the fear of how other people will react towards what you're putting out into the universe. We don't want to state those intentions. We try to retract and you know, lower ourselves only to make this other person feel comfortable. So I've been putting shit out there, and I know I'm going to make it. I know this. I know that I'm going to be selling theaters and selling out comedy clubs, and I'm going to be making you know, amazing money and enjoying life and being able to give back and do things for the community. I know this is going to come true. And I say that for me to enrich myself. Now, typically when people tear that down, when they tear down that process, people are only reflecting themselves off of you. So if the person is saying, oh, motherfucker, you ain't gonna be no star, you on some bullshit, you know, you get the fuck out of here. When they doing all that shit, that's just a reflection of them saying, hey, I never be a star, so how dare you say you'll be one? I'm never gonna make it. How can you make it? Because when you really think about talent, entertainment, or in any business, you see a motherfucker that's doing better than you. You see people that are doing better than you that are less talented. And the reason they're doing better is because they believe in themselves. It's because of a belief system. It's because they're their own champion. They are their own best friend. That's why. They're not looking for acceptance from a fucking loser just so they can feel sad with a motherfucker. They're putting it out and they're going and they're achieving that shit. The self-doubt and the pity is taken out of it, but you have to speak it constantly. And that's the message for the day, you know. And I'm not trying to, you know, be like I say, I'm not trying to be on no motivational shit, but this just hit me because I was in a conversation with a buddy of mine. Because I call comics randomly and I just talk to comedians and my friends or whoever just to see how people doing, just to check in. You know what I'm saying? How you been, whatever, whatever. And I try to uplift. So, you know, I am cutting motherfuckers out of my life that don't agree with me. Like, if you don't agree with that shit, what are you bringing to me? You know what I'm saying? If I'm bigging you up as a person, if I'm bigging up your career, not asking you for shit and patting you on the back all the fucking time, and I put something out and you tear it down, then we don't, what's the purpose of this relationship? What's the point? So that's what I want to leave this podcast with. And I hope you have a great day. And listen, I'm going to be headlining Chuckles in Memphis, Tennessee, Easter weekend. I'm going to start just saying that every day. So tell a friend to tell a friend, come to Chuckles Easter weekend to check me out. Also, if you could review, comment on the, leave a review on the Apple podcast site or whatever that shit is. Just type a review in and yo, follow me on Instagram and all that shit. But thank you and you have a wonderful and blessed day. I'm out. See you tomorrow.